Wonderful Transaction, July 14. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? The redemption that was wrought out for us by our Lord on the cross of Calvary was to bring us to obedience to the law of God, making it possible, through his righteousness imputed to us, to keep the law of God. No man's work, no matter what his position may be, can bear any comparison with this great work for fallen man. The subject is so great, so important. Then why is it that so few pay attention to it? Men act as though they had no souls to save, no heaven to win, no hell to shun. What does it mean? Says the Apostle Paul, "Who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you?" The truth was to the Apostle so great, so clear, so important, because eternal interests were involved, that he could only ascribe to the bewitching power of Satan the continued impiety and neglect of this great salvation. Now are there not many who are so bewitched with Satan's wiles that they do not obey the truth? That they do not see the advantages of obedience? Who is thus unwise? It is those who have not sought the Lord for help that they may cease to longer transgress his law. There is nothing so offensive to God as sin. Instead of making void the law of God by continuing in sin, every truly converted soul will be walking in the path of humble obedience to all of God's commandments. They will search the scriptures that they might know the truth. Who hath bewitched the impenitent, the transgressor, that sin is chosen rather than obedience? It is the power of Satan that came to Adam and Eve in Eden, the deceiving, bewitching power of the fallen angel. How few talk about this great sacrifice of the life of Jesus to save the guilty sinner. If we appreciated this love manifested by God for our souls, we would be elevated by taking hold of the merits of Jesus Christ, for without the righteousness of Christ man could not give to God perfect obedience. He condescended to this great sacrifice, not that sin in man should become a virtue, not that sin might be made righteousness. He took the steps that man is required to take in conversion. He went forward in baptism, and when he came up out of the water he kneeled down and offered up such a prayer to his Father as heaven had never heard before, a peculiar people.